I'm joined by Steve Sebelius. He's the political columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Thanks for being here, Steve.
Thanks for having me on the show.
So Representative Joe Heck is the frontrunner and is likely to face off against former Attorney General Catherine Cortez Masto this fall. But that didn't stop Sharon Engel from entering the race. So, Steve, can you explain maybe why she decided to run after having lost her previous bid in 2010?
Yeah, 2010 lost, and lost fairly significantly in 2010 to Harry Reid. Her explanation is that she was encouraged to do it by conservative lawmakers, including Brent Jones, the conservative assemblyman from Las Vegas, and Don Gustafson from Northern Nevada. They encouraged her to enter the race and take on Joe Heck because they thought there needed to be a conservative alternative to Joe Heck, which surprised a lot of people who thought Joe Heck was the conservative alternative. He's not known in anybody's book as a liberal. So it was quite a surprise that she got involved in that race.
How is it going for her so far? I mean, she's the only real serious threat to Joe Heck, but is she a threat at all at this point?
As far as I can see, not really. You know, she hasn't raised a lot of money. She hasn't done a lot. The only thing I've noticed that's a difference in Sharon Engel's approach is she's become much more aggressive on social media than she was in 2010. In 2010, she wouldn't do interviews. She remains one of the only candidates in the entire time I've ever covered politics, one of the only candidates who never sat down with me for an interview during the entire race. Well, now she's not only engaging on, for example, social media on Twitter with reporters, but she's offered me a copy of her book signed, and she's even threatened to personally deliver it to me.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to that, by the way. But always hard to see sometimes the machinations of the campaign as people go about doing their data gathering, get out the vote, identifying their voters, and all of those things that go into a successful campaign. But I have a sneaking suspicion that her campaign is really not doing those things, and I think this may be more of a vanity candidacy than an actual serious bid to knock Joe Heck out. Certainly, he's the front runner in this primary. He's done the work. He too has kind of run a low profile campaign so far. Hasn't really engaged with his opponent. There are super PACs that are attacking her now and allowing Joe Heck to do what you got to do before the primary, which is raise money for the general.
And speaking of that, is Joe Heck in good financial shape right now?
Yes, I think he is. The point is that, he may spend money and he may spend time and energy, kind of fending off her candidacy than he otherwise would have. But I think it's a double-edged sword because, really, the general election strategy of Catherine Cortez Masto, the Democratic front runner and likely nominee, was going to essentially boil down to Joe Heck is too conservative for the state of Nevada, and his ideology gets in the way of his representation. Fairly simple message. Well, now that Sharon Engel is in the race, now you're saying, well, hold on a second. Joe Heck isn't really, this conservative demon that, we're about to be told that he is.
This is the year of the outsider with Donald Trump almost securing the Republican nomination at this point. And you would think that that would bode well for someone like Sharon Engel, who also ran in sort of an outsider candidacy in 2010. But that really hasn't helped her so far. What's the contradiction between the Tea Party movement of a few years ago and the populist movement that Donald Trump is running on this year?
Now, interestingly, Sharon Engel did cite Donald Trump when she was down here on a radio interview as one of the reasons she could get into the race, because Donald Trump is an outsider, she said, and Ted Cruz is an outsider, and I'm an outsider. So she tried to affiliate herself, I think, with all of those people. But at the same time, she and Donald Trump, if you sat them down together and had a conversation, I don't know that they would agree as much as people think they might agree. You wouldn't find her saying Planned Parenthood does a lot of good things for women as Donald Trump has. So there's certain things that Donald Trump would say that Sharon Engel would find, I think, absolutely reprehensible and would disagree quite strongly.
Well, thank you so much, Steve, for helping us break it down.
No problem. Glad to do it. Call me anytime.